Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. I am so excited about today's guest, Robert Holden. In November 2011, I had a transformational experience while doing an exercise with Robert during his 5-day happiness coaching certification course that changed my life and set me on my current path. I'll be sharing more about that experience and its impact on me once I introduce Robert. Robert Holden is the author of many best-selling books on happiness, and today Robert's going to be sharing information from his most recent book, Lovability. But first, I want to update you on what's been going on with me. If you've been listening to the show over the past month, you know that I was getting ready to put my house on the market, and my house is sold. Hooray. I'm really very excited about that. If you listened last Tuesday, you knew that things were kind of in upheaval and disarray as there were multiple inspections going on in the house while I was trying to do the show. So it really is a relief that it's over and done with a few little I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed. But in general, it is over and done with. And I just want to say right now, some of the things that I'm really grateful for that took place in that process. And the first thing is I am so grateful to my realtor, Kay Wrigley. Kay, I have known for 12 and a half years. She actually sold me this house, and she and I have kept in touch, and twice she's talked me out of selling my house in the past, and so now was just the exact right time. I'm also very grateful that it was a really short sales cycle. The house went on the market on Friday. We looked at offers on Tuesday, and we had 10 offers by Tuesday, so I didn't have to live with things being staged and kind of living in this model home environment for more than a few days.
That's actually amazing, by the way.
Isn't it? You know, here, wow. I don't know how it is in the rest of the U.S., but here in Seattle, it is totally a seller's market.
It certainly is, and it's been a while since we've seen that, and it's been said for quite a few months now that inventories are low.
Yes.
Because of that very reason.
Yeah.
So get out there.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, I have to say that I stayed in a hotel for a few nights because it just felt too tumultuous to me.
And a little chaotic.
I came home Tuesday morning, and I really should have stayed away one more day because there were all these inspections going on Tuesday. But part of the benefit of being there is I got to meet some of the buyers. And I feel so bad for people trying to buy a house right now because most of those people, it's a bidding war, and most of those people have bid 5 or 6 times and not gotten the house. And so, you know, with 10 offers on my house, only one person got it. And everybody else, they have to go through that cycle again. And I really do feel bad for them. I feel grateful for my experience and being on my side of it. But I do feel bad for people going through that whole buying process. And I'm going to talk a little bit more later in the hour during our light bulb moment towards the end of the show about the synchronicities and serendipity that I've experienced in this process with getting my house ready for sale and putting it on the market. So stay tuned for that. That'll be the last part of the show where we'll talk more about that. But right now, I want to go ahead and introduce Robert because he has been so kind to kind of flip his schedule around. He's in London, where they're 8 hours ahead of us here in Seattle, and it's bath time for his kids right now that he is foregoing in order to do the show with me. So let me introduce him. Robert Holden's the creator of a 3-day public program called Lovability. His work in psychology and spirituality has been featured on Oprah, Good Morning America, a PBS special, Shift Happens, and in 2 major BBC TV documentaries, The Happiness Formula and How to Be Happy. His corporate and clients include Dove and The Real Beauty Campaign. He's author of Happiness Now, Shift Happens, Authentic Success, and Be Happy. Robert hosts a weekly show on Hay House Radio called Shift Happens. He also contributes daily to his Facebook page at Facebook, Dr. Robert Holden. Robert is bringing his 3-day lovability program to the U.S. for the first time in November in New York, and I think I might have to check that out, hosted by Hay House. Let's welcome Robert Holden to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Robert.
Laura, thank you very much for having me on your show.
I am so excited to have you here, as we talked about as we were chatting before the show started. And I want to start out by sharing with listeners why I'm so excited to have you, and why it's so meaningful to me. And I'm just briefly going to tell my story of my experience at your 5-day happiness coaching certification program in New York that was in November of 2011. And basically what happened was that, Robert, you do lots of exercises with people in the group. So there were like 100 people there, and you would draw names and have people come up and do an exercise with you in front of the group, right?
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I was so, you know, I wanted my name to be called, and yet I was terrified of it being called to go up in front of all these people. And it wasn't until the 4th day that my name got called. And just for listeners, Robert draws the names out of a hat, and it's literally a metal top hat. So your name gets pulled out of a hat. And at the time, my name was Laura Allen. I changed my name back to my maiden name last year, but at that time, my name was Laura Allen, and one of Robert's staff people is Helen Allen. Her daughter's name is Laura. And so I saw when Robert pulled my name out of the hat, of course, I didn't know it was me yet, but it fell on the floor. And Helen picked it up and she looked at it, and I could see her lips say, oh, she has the same name as my daughter. So I knew it was me, Robert, before you ever announced that it was me. And it was, as I said, kind of terrifying, but I was so excited also. And I just made a commitment to myself that being up there in front of people, I was just going to listen to my inner voice to go with whatever came, because I get so much performance anxiety around doing it right or doing it perfectly. And so that was what I really need, where I really needed to be. And the exercise was about authenticity. And the way it worked was that Robert had put on the floor these 10 pieces of paper that each had percentages from 10% to 100%. And you asked me to step on the one that, you know, how in general, how authentic did I think I was? And I chose 70%. And when you asked me why, I said, well, that's what the voice in my head said was 70%, because that was really how I was going with it. And the short version of this is that felt like a long exercise, and I didn't time it, but I'm guessing that I was probably up there about half an hour, about 30 minutes. But I was so immersed into it that it also felt like it went by really fast. And what happened for me in the process of moving up in how, you know, what percentage of authentic did I think I was or could I be, is that I suddenly got this hit about what it felt like to know that I was whole, 100% whole right now in this moment without having to do anything different. And I had been struggled a lot with perfectionism in my life, and I'd had as a concept in my head this idea of wholeness and a belief that we are all whole already, but I had never felt it before. And I actually felt it during that exercise. And the reason that that caused everything to shift for me was that it took me from a place, I at the time was practicing as a psychotherapist and a coach, and it took me from a place of feeling like my job was to fix people, including myself, to being in a place of we're all okay already. And there might be things that we want to work on, but it doesn't change who we are as a person. And I just see how this fits with the lovability idea also.
Laura, I remember very well, now that you talk about the process we went through. One thing I would say is my experience of you is that you had experienced authenticity already, but this was just a deepening of that experience. And in a way, that's why you could even recognize the experience you were having. So my sense of it was that this was just, you know, a continuation of a journey, you know, that you've been on and that I think we're all on. But it was absolutely one of those moments, because you were the focus person for the group, where it was like, yeah, we all got it, that on some level, you know, we really are all okay. The truth of who we are is already happy. The truth of who we are is already fulfilled. The truth of who we are is already lovable. It's just that we tell stories about ourselves.
Right.
And once we start to tell stories about ourselves, you know, especially if they're believable stories, you know, that
yes.
can get us into a lot of trouble.
Well, and after 50 plus years, I have lots of believable stories because I've worked on them really hard.
That's how it works.
Exactly. And, you know, and the one other thing I want to add, I appreciate your perspective around that. You know, it was a continuation of the journey. And I will agree with that. I think that what happened for me was that because I was the focus and because I was so focused on that, that it was, you know, sometimes things we just kind of ease into things. And this was like a bam, there it is. And so
yeah.
I really recognized it. And the other thing was that during that exercise, about midway through it, I realized that the smile card that I had drawn that day. And by the way, smile cards are little cards with one word on them that Robert and his team would pass out each day. That was our focus for the day. My word for that day was wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
perfect.
It was like it could not have been more perfect. And so,
I love how it works.
I do, too. I do, too. And, of course, now we're already at a place where we need to go to our first break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Robert about his new book, Lovability. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
It floats back to you.
Well, that takes me back to my youth, Benny. I loved that show when I was, I'm going to date myself. I think I was probably like college age.
So who was your favorite on the show?
I loved Gopher.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Gopher
just because he was so goofy.
I need to get cruise director Julie on the show someday.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah, it absolutely would be fun.
Yep.
Well, we're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Robert Holden, author of Lovability. And before we talk more, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you, Robert, and where to find your books. So can you share that information for the listeners?
Sure. I mean, I think first up, if you just want to have a little dip in, then I'd just go to the Facebook page, which is at Facebook.com. Dr. Robert Holden, but also my website is robertholden.org as well, and you can just find out about like the Shift Happens radio show and all the courses I do in the US and over in the UK as well. Those are two good places to check in.
Great, and also I'm sure all your stuff is on Hay House website as well.
Yeah, well, I'm so lucky to be part of the Hay House family, and there's a Heal Your Life website as well, which is operated by Hay House, where I write a lot of articles. I also write for something called The Daily Love, for any of you who are familiar with that. I do a regular article for them. But also you can find out about all the books and all the courses at hayhouse.com.
Great. And I will just throw in, the way that I ended up going to that 5-day course in New York a year and a half ago was I went to the Heal Your Life whatever they call it. That's not what they call it. You Can Do It, or I Can Do It,
yeah.
In Vancouver 2 years ago. And you were there speaking, and you announced that you were going to be doing that certification course for the first time in the U.S. And I was like, yes. And the minute it came out in May that you could sign up for it, it was one of those things where I just, you know, it on some level, I just was supposed to be there. So I love that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be back at the I Can Do It Vancouver conference next year as well. I Can Do It conferences are just a joy, and I've done about 30 of them now, so I really love
them. Wow.
Yeah, they're amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been to one since that one. I think I went to one in Seattle that was like a year and a half before that, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to go again because Vancouver's only a few hours away by car, so
yeah.
Easy to get there from Seattle. So I want to start talking about Lovability, your new book. And one of the things that really occurred to me as I was reading it, because I was so focused on my authentic experience, is that, you know, that lovable part of ourselves is all about our authenticity, right? It's about believing that who we are authentically is lovable.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's fundamentally, I think that our true self, which I often describe as the unconditioned self, you know, the self before we started to get conditioned, before we started to learn things about ourselves, before we started to tell stories, that self is lovable. That's the self that St. Francis of Assisi calls your eternal loveliness, or Thomas Merton calls it your secret beauty. Many of the great, you know, mystics and philosophers have identified that, you know, our unconditioned self, it isn't just lovable, it actually is love. It's like love is our true mind. It's our true heart. It's our spiritual DNA, if you like.
Right.
Now, when we forget about that, we experience a fall. The fall from grace, the fall from love. And that's when we start to think that thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not beautiful enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not ready, I'm not successful. And those are the thoughts which then sort of come into play. And because we don't know that those are just fears, you know, we believe them, and that's what creates the story. So in lovability, what I'm trying to do is just trying to help guide people back to that authentic self, to that unconditioned self, and see if we can have an experience of remembering that we are already lovable, because actually we're already made of love. And here's the really good news. That must mean that our true self already loves us very much.
Wow.
So self-love isn't a verb. It's not something you have to learn. It's something you have to remember.
And that makes perfect sense to me. And one thing that I'm relating to with that is how many of us really don't have that sense of self-love. I had Bruce Lipton on the show in May, and he was talking about his new book, The Honeymoon Effect. And he says that when he does talks to an audience, he has people in the audience muscle test on the statement, I love myself, and 80% of us don't love ourselves.
It's really, if I go to the deepest place I know, you can't love yourself for as long as you think you are separate from everything else. Because the nature of love is to show you that you are equal and one with everybody else. That's the point of love. It's like love is when you experience either your wholeness or your oneness with everybody. And so in a sense, what we have to do is to undo the belief that we're separate from God, separate from heaven, separate from each other. It's like when you think you're separate, you try really hard to be lovable, but inside you just don't feel like you're really lovable. And that's why you tell yourself, okay, I'll love myself once somebody else
right,
loves me.
Right.
I'll love myself once I get 100 likes on Facebook. I'll love myself when I have more money, you know, and on it goes. But here's the thing. We do all those things. We do get 100 likes on Facebook, and we do get a wonderful job, and we are successful, and we still don't love ourselves.
Right.
And that's because at some point we have to understand that to love ourselves means really to love ourselves unconditionally, now, right now. And the good news, again, is that if we drop into our hearts, we find the self that's already loving us. And that's the self we have to pay attention to.
So if I'm feeling not lovable, which I do fairly regularly, actually, how do I start moving to more of this place of being love? Are there steps I can take? Are there actions I can do that will help me get there?
Well, the first thing is the understanding that the self that doesn't feel lovable is just your self-image. And your self-image isn't you. That's just your story about you. The really interesting thing is to remember who you are when you're not telling stories. And so often one of the best ways to do that is to stop. I mean, literally just to stop. And that can be physically stopping what you're doing right now, mm-hmm. but also emotionally and mentally to stop telling those stories. And that's what a daily spiritual practice is for. That's what meditation is for, is you allow yourself to stop. And instead of trying to be lovable, you tune in to that place where you are pure love. Now, how do we do that? It's very difficult for the self-image to do that. And that's because the self-image isn't ultimately going to do it. And that's why this work ultimately isn't just psychology, it's psychology and spirituality. And that's why we then call upon really like a symbol of love for us in our life. And that could be God, and that could be Mary, and it could be the Buddha or Jesus or Krishna. You know, it's a symbol in our mind that says, I'm going to help you back to that self that's true love.
Okay.
And that's what a spiritual practice is for, and that's the thing that I recommend more and more. Because, again, I want to emphasize, lovability isn't something you get to. Lovability actually is something that you move away. It's something you've moved away from. And so the journey really is in a return rather than in getting to somewhere new.
Right.
Right.
And for someone who this is a new concept, how do we, I mean, it's hard to wrap our minds around it, right?
You can't. That's the whole problem, isn't it? It's like you can't wrap your intellect around this conversation. That said, once you have the understanding that you're already lovable, rather than trying to make yourself lovable, then all of a sudden, you know, you don't have, it really the process is about relaxing, and all of the little techniques that you can use now are, they're different techniques, if you like, because they're techniques about helping you to remember what you already are, rather than techniques that are trying to improve you or to change you in some way, or even to reinvent you into some new self-image that's more lovable than the one you've got right now.
Right. So it, and I'm trying to talk about it so that people can understand it, so that they can start that process. And it really is a little mind-boggling in the beginning.
It is to the self-image, but the really good news is you are already lovable. So what you can do is, you know, you can do a very simple, you know, practice where maybe you just sit down and you get nice and still and you tune into your heart for a while. You let go of the intellect, you know, that little chattering voice, which we mistake for the mind. But that's not the mind. That's just the intellect. The intellect's just a little bit of the mind. It's not the whole of the mind. The heart is as much, the heart is as much of the mind as anything.
Right.
And in your heart, you can simply ask a question like, how could I really love myself today? What would be a truly lovable thing for me to do today? And as you keep tuning into your heart, you'll learn to recognize the voice of the heart, and you'll recognize how it's different to the intellect. Because again, the intellect usually is trying to make you lovable, whereas the heart just wants to love you, and it knows how to love you if you pay attention. So one of the keys is just to develop a greater, a more consistent relationship with the intelligence of your heart, because the heart already loves you, and it knows what you need today.
Okay, that and that is... That gives me something a little more concrete, I guess. And
it gives you something practical. And, you know, that's what lovability is for. Lovability is based on a three-day program that I created a few years back. And a little bit like the Happiness Project and the work with the Happiness Program, I just wanted to make it really practical. But the key piece is there's no point in being practical if we're not clear what love really is. And it's the same with happiness, Laura, like we looked on that program. If you still think that happiness is outside of you, then all of the techniques you're going to use are techniques that are going to help you to chase happiness faster than you chased it before. Yeah. And you still won't be happy. Similarly, if you think that you are here to make yourself lovable, then all of your self-improvement techniques will just leave you ending up feeling exhausted. Whereas if you can start from the position, even if you can't feel it yet, it might just be an act of faith, but if you can start from the place that actually you were created lovable and that love is the intelligence of your heart, and you can actually listen to love and you can ask love, how could I love myself today? What could I do today to be kind to myself? What, all of the answers you'll get, by the way, will also be the answers that will help you to be more authentic.
And on that note, we need to take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some more practices with Robert for lovability. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Find a way back to your heart. What can I do to get to you? Find a way back to your home.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Robert Holden, author of Lovability. So as we were going into the break, we were really talking about how we can do practices to love ourselves more, or to not to love ourselves more, but to really tap into that love that we have for ourselves already. And one of the things that you talk about in the book that I think that really was kind of a, not a puzzlement to me, but a different way of looking at things than I had thought about before, is that you talk about that in order to, well, we all know that in order to love someone else, we have to love ourselves first. But you also talk about that in order to love anybody, we have to love everybody.
Yeah, that's quite a thing, isn't it?
It is. Can you say some more about that? Because that was a different concept for me.
Yeah. Well, you see, I think this takes us back to what love really is. And I think that love is an experience either of wholeness or oneness. And if you think about that for a moment, you know, when you think about the when you've really felt lovable yourself, you know, for me, that is because there's an absence of judgment,
right,
and you experience your wholeness. Similarly, when you really, really love someone, you know, you feel at one with them. You feel the oneness. Now, that love may get expressed in different ways. It could be sexual love with a partner, but it could also just be love with a friend or love with your parents or, again, love with your children. I think it's all the same love. I think there's actually only one love, but the love gets expressed in different ways. So my feeling is that one of the things that makes love difficult, especially in romance, is that we save all of our love for one person. And it's like we'll be sort of mildly okay and pleasant with 7 billion people, but we're on the lookout for one person that we're really, really, really going to love.
Right.
And I just think that's why it goes all wrong, ultimately, because we're just out of practice. We're saving up for somebody great. And as soon as they come along, it's like, oh, my God, they've become our latest experiment.
Right.
And if it doesn't go well, you know, then we're in all sorts of trouble. So I actually believe that if you're looking for love right now, the best way to look for love is to be the most loving person that you know. And one way to do that is to be willing just to love everybody a little bit more, just to be in your heart and just to recognize how you could just, as I say, just love everyone a little bit more. That makes you so attractive in the literal sense. The more loving you are, the more you will attract love. That's just true. That's how it works.
You know, and you mentioned in what you just said, too, about letting go of judgments. And that was another piece in the book that I so related to about, you know, as soon as I quit judging myself, then I notice that I quit judging others, too. And that really is a precursor to that love.
Exactly, Laura. I mean, this is the thing, you know, it's like, loving ourselves and loving somebody else is actually all the same thing. You know, we try to make it different, and we try to insist that we can love others more than we can love ourselves. And, you know, that's sort of true for a little while, but at the end of the day, if we don't love ourselves, it becomes more and more difficult to love others. And also, when we don't love ourselves, we make it difficult to be loved by others.
Yes.
So I think what love's trying to show us is that actually there's no difference between loving ourselves today or loving somebody else. If we really loved ourselves, absolutely, it's going to make it easier to love others. So we start, like maybe as you say, by looking at judgment. And it might be that we're not going to actually stop the judgments right now, but what we might do is have a different attitude towards those judgments. And each time we hear ourselves judging ourselves, from now on we could say, well, that judgment is my cue to commit to loving myself even more. And just by doing that, you start to break the cycle of judgment and unworthiness and fear and judgment. You find your judgments, you notice them, and you just, as I say, you use them as a cue for saying, I'm going to be kinder to myself today, and it will make a difference.
Well, and you know, that just triggered in me too something else that happened during that exercise I did with you a year and a half ago. And you asked me during the exercise, this was towards the end, about how my being more authentic would affect people in my life. And what occurred to me immediately was had to do with my son, who is now 17. And I have always been, well, I won't say I've always been, but I feel like I was trained into being a perfectionist. And I felt like I knew how I got to be in that place. And it was through having a critical parent. And so I wasn't going to do that to him. But what I saw during that exercise was that by being critical of myself, by judging myself, I set that tone, even if it wasn't spoken out loud. And that, because I could see in my son his perfectionism, even though I was not a critical parent in the way that I felt like my parent had been. And that was really an aha to me, too, that it wasn't even about any act that I did. It was all internal, but I could see how it affected people around me.
Yeah, we promise ourselves that what we do to ourselves, we won't do to others. And we really mean it. It's like, it's the same with people who maybe are in sacrifice. They say, I'll do the sacrifice, but I don't want my loved ones to sacrifice too. And yet, unfortunately, what we do to ourselves, we do end up doing to others in one way or another. And that, hopefully, can be motivation for loving ourselves. You know, when we love ourselves, it's really good news. It's good news for our family. It's good news for our partner. It's good news for our friends. It's good news for the world. Because now, all of a sudden, they are no longer in a job, an impossible job, of trying to love us more than we love ourselves.
Right.
When we love ourselves, it is just the greatest gift we can give to everyone else, because it makes it easier for us to be loved by others. But also, we love in a way where we just get that actually being a loving person is the greatest. It's the greatest show on earth. It's the greatest game on earth. It's the most fun we can possibly have. Because when we're being a loving person to others, we feel that love and we remember that we actually are love. And that's the whole point of lovability.
And it's a great point. it's really a great note for us to end on, is that idea of just being love, and everything else gets so much easier at that point.
Amen to that.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate you doing this with me, because it really is very meaningful to me for reasons that we've talked about. And I know that you did have to adjust your schedule a little bit. So thank you so much.
Laura, I'm really honored that we got a chance to do this, and also that I got a chance to listen to the Love Boat theme again.
And before we say goodbye, would you like to give your contact information again so people know how to find you and your books and your programs and all that great stuff?
Thank you very much. Yeah, Lovability, the new book, is out right now, published by Hay House. There's also a PBS show called Shift Happens that might be happening in your neighborhood right now. That's been happening all this year. And you can find out about those things at my Facebook page, Dr. Robert Holden, and also robertholden.org, the website. And also hayhouse.com, my publisher.
Great. And thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it.
Laura, thank you too.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share some of the lessons I've learned through the process of selling my house. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor, and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
A lovely day.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Robert Holden, and you can find out more about Robert at his website, robertholden.org, or at the Hay House website, hayhouse.com. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life. You can find information on my Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show, or on Twitter. I am Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at my website, thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of really great guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts of the show, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. And you can do that on the homepage of thelauralongleyshow.com. In the right sidebar towards the top, you'll find the sign up for that newsletter. And it comes out every Friday, and it shares with you the upcoming guests, audio archives, written transcripts, and lots of other good stuff. So sign up. Well, at the beginning of the show, I shared that my house got sold over the past week. It was actually not quite a week ago on Tuesday that I accepted the offer that was the winning bid. And I wanted to share with you some of what I have learned going through this process over the past month or so in terms of synchronicity and serendipity. And the first thing is that the timing of when I put my house on the market, as you heard at the beginning of the show, I had 10 offers, and I didn't mention this, but the house did go for significantly over the list price. And a year ago, that never would have happened. But I didn't choose to sell my house right now because the market was good. I had been thinking about it since July of last year. Gosh, it's been almost a year now. I can't believe that. And throughout the winter, it was kind of like, okay, this is on my mind, but it's not time yet. It's not time yet. And I was really pulled in both directions because I have loved this house and it has felt like home to me. And there are so many great things about it. And yet it felt like it was time to let go of it, but I just wasn't ready yet. And then something happened and I don't even know what, but suddenly the first week in May, I was ready. And I can't even tell you why. I just knew I was ready. And I called up my real estate agent. Well, now I know that part of why I was ready was because the market conditions had changed so much. So that was not something that was in my consciousness, but that was something where the universe was supporting me through now is the right time to do this. And what made it even better was that my real estate agent is Irish, and she goes to Ireland, not every year, but, you know, every couple of years, and spends a significant amount of time there. And she was actually leaving a week after I met with her to spend a month in Ireland. And so where we might have put my house on the market towards the end of May, we waited until the end of June because she didn't come back from Ireland until June 16th. And again, during that month, the prices went up for houses. The activity got even greater than it had been. And so that was something that, again, I feel like the universe was really looking out for me, that I didn't know consciously that any of that was going to happen. I mean, you can't predict it anyway, but I do feel like that was part of why things went the way they did and the timing of everything. In addition to that, another kind of serendipitous thing or some synchronicity that happened was the 2 weeks leading up to putting the house on the market. I was going through a lot of stress because I have so much stuff and I had to get rid of a lot of this stuff in order for the house to get staged and really look nice. And also, there was a lot of work going on in the house. They painted both the interior and the exterior and had new flooring and new carpet put in throughout the house. And so there was all this stuff I had to get out of the way in order for these things to happen. And I was really struggling with it. And I felt very alone. I felt like there wasn't really anybody I could call on to help me with it. And then out of the blue, I met someone who used to do work as a mover. So they knew all about how to pack things nicely, how to, I kind of jumped ahead. So I had decided that I was going to get a pod and just put everything that I didn't know what to do with in this pod, have them take it away, and worry about what to do with this stuff once the pod came back after the house was sold, which, by the way, I'm going to have to start dealing with later this week. But it was getting the stuff in the pod, getting it packed in the pod in a way that it wasn't going to get damaged when they moved the pod. I didn't have anybody to help me with that. And then I met this person who, as I said, had been a mover earlier in their life and knew all about how to do that. And I was so grateful. It took such a weight off of my shoulders. And I really feel, again, like the universe just put this person in my path to help me. That was the whole purpose of meeting this person, because the timing was incredible. It was 3 days before I had the pod taken away that I met this person to help me do that. And I also have been, I mentioned, maybe a month or so ago, that I started working with a body talk practitioner who helps to clear subconscious beliefs from our systems. And one of the things that I had talked to her about was this belief that I knew that there were these multiple bid kinds of situations in the Seattle market, but I didn't think it was going to happen for me. Consciously, I knew there was no reason it wouldn't happen for me. But subconsciously, you know, I had this doubt about, that'll never happen for me. We worked on that belief. And when I found those multiple offers coming in and the prices going so high, I was talking to my agent about it, and I said, you know what? I never expected this. And yet, now that it's happening, it feels like, this is exactly what was supposed to happen. And that was because I shifted that belief with my body talk person. So that's just a little bit of a jumble around consciousness and the ways that it's affected me and what's happened with the house. And so for you to be able to learn those same lessons yourself or take advantage of those lessons without actually having to learn them, here's what I suggest for you. And this is this week's or today's light bulb moment. I don't say this week's because I have another show tomorrow. There will be a different light bulb moment tomorrow. The number one thing is to allow for synchronicity. Allow for magic to happen in your life. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know when. You don't have to know why. Just allow that it can happen and believe that it can happen. And don't expect it. Don't try and force it. But just believe that that possibility is there. And you start that by getting in touch with your higher self, with spirit, with the universe, whatever name you would like to give it, so that you know that when you're feeling something, like for me, knowing when the right time was to put my house on the market, it had nothing to do with external factors, nothing at all. It was totally internal. And I just knew it was the right time. So don't try to force it. Don't resist it when it shows up for you. Don't worry. Be happy. Just go with it and trust that inner voice or the inner knowing about when to do something or when not to do something, and allow, allow, allow. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Robert Holden, for number one, taking time out of his busy schedule to be with us, because I was so excited to have him, and for sharing information about how we can bring more love into our lives and be more loving to ourselves and to others. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with author Tamara Doris about how to use humor to accelerate personal and spiritual growth. It should be a really fun and funny time. So have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.